This is Pat, and I started in 1957 and finished just weeks before decimal currency came in, so I think that was about 1970. Did all sorts of jobs. To start with, I was employed as secretary to the advertising manager, who was called Roland Bilson, and then there was a front building and another building at right angles to it. So I started out on the building at the back. And then I went through to the front building to work for the marketing director, George Bellack.
Oh, yeah.
And he was UK. He wasn't overseas, was he?
No.
And I worked for him...
Crouch was overseas.
Yeah. Mm. I worked for him probably till about 62. Couldn't swear to that.
Yeah, it's not right.
And then they were always having reorganisations, weren't they? So then we had a big... sort out a reorganisation, and they set up a different marketing section in the back building, which was to cover non-medical sales. So it was Nivea and Elastoplast to grocery outlets.
Oh, wow.
Sanitary towels and the Lepps and things, because that was called Southall Sales.
Yeah.
Gypsum,
Plaster of Paris, Gypsum.
No, that was medical, you think?
No. Yeah.
And then that became very sort of marketing trendy in the 60s. And Gala Cosmetics came into it at some point.
You're saying that the Nivea was actually manufactured here in Wales?
I don't remember that.
I can tell you more about that.
Right. Yeah. No, we didn't do any manufacture in my time.
It was there, but I mentioned that. Yeah.
What sort of salary? Can you remember the salaries and benefits? Were you given Nivea free, for instance, to use?
Yeah, we had. Well, we kind of took it, didn't we? But there was a staff sales shop where you could
Friday
buy all the products
morning or something.
And I mean the range of products was ridiculous because we had things like blankets that they made. There was this sort of two facet. There was the medical side. And the sort of more cosmetic side, and sort of feminine side. And we could buy blankets that were made for hospitals. No, they weren't made for hospitals solely, because they're all different colours, weren't they? I don't know if you remember, Edna, that they made... We were up in the director's offices, because we were both director's secretaries. And, they made hula hoops. Do you remember that?
What, the things we used to use for...?
When they suddenly... Yeah, they're very... Oh. They came in and suddenly... Because, there was a plastics production facility, wasn't there? Must have been.
S&N Plastics.
Yeah.
In Welling Garden City or elsewhere?
No.
Again, things came into your shop.
In my time, there was no production in Welling Garden. No. It was all marketing.
Yeah.
But covering worldwide as far as, you know.
Did you have a lot of things on site, like shops and
amazing. We had a vast garage where all of the prayers of reps' cars were done. Yeah, is that true?
Can't remember that.
Mm. Tom Wagner?
Yeah. But he was transport manager.
Yeah.
I didn't know he did major repairs or anything.
Maybe he didn't do major, but it's a, and we had a photographic studio. Mm. We had a printing department, because there's no photocopying.
Publicity was quite big.
Yes, it's actually
your marketing. There's no photocopying, you see. It was either typed or... Yeah. Art studio we had, didn't we, of some sort?
Did your own artwork for
a I would think so, yes. That's where David...
Stanley Jarb and what...
Stanley Jarb, David Hurd.
Packaging.
All those people came in.
Yeah.
Lionel Morgan, he was assistant to Harry Lancaster, wasn't he?
Yeah, I know that name. Mm. But you wanted to know about benefits, well...
What benefits and any social activities you had too, so sort of widened outside they're just purely the work.
And there was an enormous field for sports field, wasn't there? We had a sort of annual event on that.
Was that open to the rest of Welling Garden City as well?
No.
It's just us.
So you had sports clubs, and did you have like netball teams?
No, I don't think so. Because of the jobs we had, we used to go to conferences and things, didn't we?
Pat and I would be the only two ladies with 150 sales reps and directors and managers. One was at Brighton, I think.
Yeah, I did loads when Eastbourne, we were over in the other one.
Yeah, yeah. All along the coast.
Yeah.
And we would go to a midnight cinema.
Yeah.
We've been there.
Yeah.
And then we would all come back and they'd say, no, you're not going off yet, girls. And we would sit till 3 in the morning or something. I know that they would come on, have another whiskey or something, and that was going into the plant pot at the side.
We've all done that.
Kershaw, John.
Jim
Kershaw.
Yes, he was one of the salesmen. Yeah.
And then, and Tony Prager. We would then dismiss ourselves, but they played cards or something, probably in the next bedroom, because there was so much noise coming on, they'd play cards till the morning.
But that was that was a wonderful experience. Yeah. And did you have any benefits apart from being paid your salary?
I don't think
health
so.
Things.
Eventually, because we were kind of trendy 60s marketing, we argued, and I don't think Edna's department was in on this, but we did actually get a dress allowance of some meagre, because we were paid peanuts, weren't we?
Yes, and I tried to get better money for everybody.
Shall we tell them?
What?
Smith Kline.
Yes, that's right.
you go.
Smith Kline came in to Welwyn Garden City, and our girls were wanting to go there because the money was so much higher. And I know I had very serious talks about getting higher money for all of us lot, but it didn't really happen.
And when you say us lot, that was the old Hart's farmer?
No. This is Smith and Nephews. Female staff, administrative female staff, PAs and secretaries and everybody. Yeah, we're trying to get more money for them because of Smith Kline and French, as it was.
I know we achieved a bit, because we ended up, you sitting comfortably, with £500 a year.
Oh, gosh. Mm. And that was what, toward the end of the 60s?
No, beginning of the 60s.
When I'm coming in on this.
Yes, it, a lovely NSA.
When I joined in 1954, I joined in November, and round came the pieces of paper to the directors saying, do you wish Miss So-and-so to have an increase for next year? Mm-hmm. And Tom Whittaker, I worked for him all the time I was there.
He's lovely man.
Lovely man. I remember him, although I'd only started in sort of 1st of November or something, I remember him writing on this little memo, I suppose the usual 7 and 6 pence. Yeah.
Huh?
And that stayed in my, the usual.
Grudgingly.
Yeah. She's only just joined, but we better give her something. 7 and 6 pence. A week that was added on. But we were up there for Tip Tops.
Now what was Tip Tops?
Tip Tops were a plastic shape to go on your nail, and you bought them in the shops, 10 of them, and you would cut round to make the shape of your nail, and then at night you were meant to take them off and stick them round the edge of your dressing table mirror or something.
Post overnight comes to mind.
So that your nails breathed, but they didn't breathe enough. There were problems, and people were getting rigid nails, and they had to come
up,
had to come off the market.
Was that the first idea of a false nail?
Yeah.
It was just a tip.
It was going on top, and they were lovely. I mean, you looked really good.
Yeah,
but
you see, you had a curved. It was like a sheet of curved tops and a bottom.
Yeah.
So the curved bit went on the bottom of your nail, next to the cuticle.
Yeah.
Stuck it on, and then you filed off the spare. But all that is based on the fact that Elastoplast was, well, it's a Smith & Nephew product, some of which was waterproof Elastoplast, which is plastic.
Yeah.
And it's an offshoot of that sort of manufacture, wasn't it?
The other...
In about 59... before I got married, that's just an engagement ring, although it looks like a wedding ring on there, just for the launch of a Trixo. So I think that's now gone off the market just recently, hasn't it?
I haven't seen it anymore. It was the best hand cream ever.